The Orange County School Board members did not address the recent split with former Superintendent Monique Felder during their business on August 14th. The elected officials have largely shared no collective comments on the move since their special meeting called on July 28th, where, after a lengthy closed session, the board and Felder each shared statements about the decision for her to leave. When he stepped up to the microphone on Monday night, Orange County Schools parent Jim West said he has often felt proud of the school district, but not when he heard of Felder leaving. He said it really gave him pause because he believed the former superintendent was doing important work trying to address inequity within the school system.
We can't be Blue County, we can't be Red County, we've got to be Orange County, we've got to have Orange County values. I ask you guys, do not put another superintendent under the crosshairs. Do not try to politicize something. This is about our kids.
Latandra Strong, who is on the district's equity task force, also spoke in favor of those equity efforts. A supporter of Felder since her hiring in 2019, Strong pointed to the former superintendent's success in raising Orange County schools to the top district in surpassing academic growth targets during the 2021 and 22 academic year.
But we have people in this district who want to stop that growth, who want to see Black and brown children not perform. See, we can talk about all children, but unless we talk about it in terms of the children that are actually receiving services, it means nothing to say all children and be okay with children not getting the services they need.
Former chair of the Board of Education, Hillary McKenzie, similarly emphasized these statistics during her public comments. McKenzie also noted the recent trend of the board's voting patterns in the last year, since three new members were added in 2022. She said the regular 4-3 split between officials who questioned Felder's equity efforts and those who consistently supported them is clear evidence of a, quote, deeply divided board, and, she said, likely contributed to Felder's departure.
This action seems to signify that they believe it's appropriate to pay a leader $200,000 to walk away from the work of centering students who have historically been underserved by our district. What an utter waste of resources that could have been spent at the school level rather than at central office.
Other speakers at the meeting, however, indicated their belief that such efforts to address systemic inequities were instead a waste of resources. Sarah Snipes, who has advocated in the past against the district's policies on mask mandates during COVID-19, said as much during her time at the microphone. She urged the school board to turn its focus away from what she described as, quote, controversial and social topics that she believes have led to a deterioration of the district.
Instead of having curriculums focus on racial, social, or sexist categorization of students, I'd like to recommend that our new leadership focus on the individual excellence of every student.
Earl Tye also said he believed a change was necessary for district leadership, thanking the board for their vote to let Felder leave. A volunteer with the organization Friends of Orange County Schools, he pointed to decreasing enrollment as a result of what he called a lack of focus.
The fact is that parents are looking for other alternatives, other education options. Teachers are leaving, and I understand that happens in most every district, but it just seems to have reached and maintained at a crisis level here in Orange County.
Still, the consistent message across the speakers during Monday's meeting was a desire for the Orange County Board of Education to not be divided heading into the new academic year. Daniela Price, who said she is the parent of a minority child, said she wants the board to find unity on addressing student needs.
I'm all for equity, but at this point, I'd be happy with equality. I ask that you all consider to put aside your differences, to work together to do what's in the best interest of all of our kids. My hope is that we will not continue to let everything that has happened and transpired in the past 2 weeks distract us and pull our focus from what your job is, to support our teachers, to give parents a peace of mind, and to educate our children.
The first day of school for Orange County's school districts is set for next Monday, August 28th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.